If you have ever said, I just don't have the energy to blank, then watch this until the end, because I'm going to help you understand how this thought of, I just don't have the energy to work out, or I just don't have the energy to focus on my morning routine, or I don't have the energy to grow my business. I'm going to help you understand how that exact thought is keeping you stuck and what to think instead. So what prompted all of this is I was doing a coaching call last week with somebody who was following me on Instagram, really liked my content. We started having a conversation. We jumped on a coaching call. And this is somebody who he is a dad. He is a business owner. He is a high performer. But right now he's just feeling stuck. He's feeling low on energy. He's getting close to being burnt out. And he admitted that on the call. And so what we were trying to do is help him understand, like, what are the thoughts? What are the patterns? What are the things that are keeping him stuck? And when I asked him, like, when you really look at it, why are you not doing these things that you know that you need to do? Because through the course of the call, like, I asked him what his challenges were. And then I asked him, like, how he has done a good job of it in the past. And he knew exactly what to do. He knew that waking up at 6 a.m. and spending 45 minutes doing a workout is something that helped him. He has a Tonal in his basement, which is a pretty expensive piece of equipment, but he's just not using it. When he was at his best in the past, he was doing ice baths a couple times a week. And then also he's having trouble sleeping. And in the past, what he had done is he had journaled or meditated before went to bed. So he's stuck. He's low on energy. He knows exactly what he needs to do, but he's not doing it. And so if you're watching this or if you're listening to this, then maybe that's where you're at as well. And that's why when I asked him, like, when you really look at it, what is the thing that's keeping you stuck? He's like, honestly, I just don't have the energy to work out. I just don't have the energy to do it because I'm trying to grow my business. There, you know, once I start something, I just feel like I can't stop. And then I end up working late, staying up past midnight. Then when I wake up, I sleep in, I hit snooze, then I need to get my son ready, and then I take him to school, and then I just get back into my regular workday. And so when we looked at what was the thing that was keeping him stuck, it's this thought of, I just don't have the energy to work out. And this is probably something that you might relate with if you've ever been in this place or if you're in that place right now. And so the thing to realize is we started talking through, I just don't have the energy to work out. This is kind of like what you might call the energy trap. And there's this conception out there that you need to have energy to do certain things. But the reality is that sometimes you don't have the energy to do those things. Sometimes you wake up at 5:30 and you're just not feeling it. And the reality is that doing those things are the things that actually create energy. They give you energy. So for me, a lot of times I feel more energized after a workout than I did before. And you've probably experienced that as well. After you move your body for 20 minutes, for 30 minutes, for 45 minutes, you just feel better than you did at the beginning. And so what you need to stop telling yourself is, I just don't have the energy to work out, and start shifting into, like, I need to do these things to create more energy, to have more energy. And I just wanted to share this episode because I know a lot of high performers, a lot of entrepreneurs know that they need to focus on their health, but they're just not doing it. And this is probably one of those things that is keeping you stuck. And I think it's particularly important at this time in the year, as people are really thinking about their 2024 goals, as you're really trying to start Q1 and the beginning of the year on a strong place, that you really need to make sure that your health and your systems and your routines are set up to allow you to do that. So when you start to have the thought of, when things really start to pile up, and that thought of, I just don't know if I have the energy to do it, that I want that to be a trigger for you to realize, okay, it's not that I need to have the energy to do these things. It's that I need to set up the systems and make it easy for me to follow through on these things so that I can create more energy. And so once I helped him make this shift and understand this kind of trap that he had set up in his head, we started to talk about, okay, if you were to do these things starting tomorrow, like what would you do? And so we started to come up with a game plan. And one of the key things that we did is we really broke it down. Instead of a 45-minute workout, just said, like, what do you need to do today to set yourself up for a 20-minute workout tomorrow? And then we really started to come up with a plan, started to break it down, lay it out. So by the end of the call, it was extremely clear what he needed to do by Saturday, by Sunday, by Monday. And then he was basically able to follow through on that plan. So that's kind of like the key thing that I really want you to understand is that this thought is keeping you stuck. And the way to work through it is to shift into the reality that a lot of these things that you need to do actually give you more energy. And then once you work through that, create a plan, break it down, make it specific. And once you know exactly what you need to do, it becomes a lot easier to follow through on it. So as I bring it back to you, I just wanted to share that with you. I wanted you to adopt that mindset going into this week, going into 2024. And if you're in that same place, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling like you know what you need to do, but you're just not doing it, and you want to set up a similar coaching call like this, then book a call down below. Find a time that works for you. You can also send me a DM on Instagram. It's just mario.minert, and we can set that up for you. So thanks for listening. I'll talk to y'all later.